This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time now for us to have the official overview of the Talkers charts for the week of the June 15th, halfway through the month, and we're almost halfway through the year. Pretty amazing when you get right down to brass tacks here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Here's Michael Harrison, also the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll talk about the Talkers conference. We call it a conference. Get together. Whatever.
It's a conference. Week. It's a conference. Yeah. It's a convention. It's a seminar. It's all of those things.
Collaboration.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A meeting. Camping trip.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Orgy.
Came out of a $300 room, a night room. Okay. So let's get to the stories first. There are 10 of those, thanks to the research of your excellent staff at Talkers, and then the people list as well, and we'll pick and choose, Will, as they... Who invented the word parse? Was that during the Clinton era? We're going to parse some of the verbiage in the stories here.
Parse is a great word. Parsing words. I'm not quite sure how to use that phrase, but I guess there's a lot of parsing going on.
Parsley is parsley.
Yeah, parsley was invented when people got around to joining forces and speaking and eating at the same time. They had parsley.
Yes, that's right.
Let's go to number 10, at Major League Baseball action. At number 3, the Cal 3 proposal. That's kind of fun. At number 8, De Niro's Tony speech. That was kind of fun, I guess. Very theatrical. Theatrical. At number 7, the Fed raises interest rates. We could all be a little more interested in what's going on. At number 6, oh, that was corny. At number 6, illegal immigration enforcement. At number 5, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 4, the Tuesday primaries and the loss of Sanford's loss. At number 3, the G7 meeting and the Trump-Trudeau spat. I wonder what they spat on. This is getting worse. You and I, we're out of practice. At number 2, the Clinton email investigation report. A lot of irony there. And at number 1, the Trump Kim Jong Un summit. The people survey: Tim Draper at 10, Robert De Niro at 9, Paul Manafort at 8, Robert Mueller at 7, Mark Sanford at 6, Hillary at 5, James Comey and Andrew McCabe at 4, Justin Trudeau at 3, number 2, Kim Jong Un, and number 1, Donald Trump. And crazy week.
All right, so a name that could have been in there because of his connection to us and our business, the number one talker, according to the Talkers Heavy 100, Sean Hannity, proved his value and worth going for Fox News and his radio program to the Singapore summit. He got the first interview with the president. So how does that impact us, people that are carrying Hannity's program and the general conversation?
Well, it certainly underscores why this year, 2018, Talkers Magazine did something that got a lot of reaction within the talk radio industry, and that was declaring Sean Hannity as the number one most important radio talk show host in America.
Some people disagree with that? I don't
know. Even Rush Limbaugh didn't say anything. How can you disagree with it? We've never seen a radio personality as prominent within a given year as Hannity has been, this past year. I mean, it's been amazing. So it's just big stuff for the talk radio industry, whether you like Hannity or not. I mean, there's different ways of looking at it. Of course, a lot of people don't like it. I wasn't thrilled about the summit coming on the 12th because Hannity was one of our keynote speakers. And, you know, I even said to the convention, nuclear war or our convention having Hannity? Not that Hannity was responsible for that, but I was hoping that the summit would be postponed at least another day.
But Brian Kilmeade filled in for him, and he was quite good. People got to know him in a way that he, I don't think, was known before among our group.
Absolutely, and received a lot of praise for Brian Kilmeade.
I had a nice chat with him. I thought I liked him.
He's right, very similar to Hannity in terms of his personability. He's also similar to Hannity as they're both on the Fox News channel and do radio shows and love radio in spite of their TV stardom, which is an amazing thing. And you have to say, Kilmeade has the ear and the eye of the President of the United States as much as Hannity does, at least within the same ballpark, maybe not specifically.
Because the President always listens, right, and calls in or whatever?
Yeah. So and I asked Kilmeade that. I said, what's it like being a... You know, basically a radio nerd. You're a broadcaster. You're not a politician. And all of a sudden now, your show is extremely influential, not only in terms of news, but in terms of the opinion of the president. And I think he gave a pretty good answer. But that's interesting. You know.
And you know what the answer, what I like best about it, Michael? It wasn't all about him. It wasn't all about Brian Kilmeade at all. I didn't hear... any gloating, I didn't hear. You know, some of these guys, when they get into this circle, if they are sort of unschooled or unskilled at looking at the reality of the picture, realize it ought not to be about them. It's about the work that they're doing and how the communication is. That's why I thought Kilmeade was very good. I enjoyed
it. But he's very humble.
Glad to get to know him.
He's smart. And I've known him personally for a number of years. He's a very nice person.
As I said, I sat next to him. We had a chat, and I thought that he really sort of took the room without trying to take the room.
Yeah.
And your questions were great. You always have a way of sort of in an ad-lib fashion putting people into a place where they can be reflective. That's really the best interviews are always the ones that are reflective. It isn't just about information. Let's face it. Most of the things you're going to ask somebody like that, he's been asked 100 times. So it's the meat and potatoes, facts and figures, blah, blah, blah. But then you really want to get to know the person, and that's what you did with him, I thought, anyway.
Yeah, well, my interview style is conversational, and it always starts out seeming like this is a softball conversation. All of a sudden, I get them into a place, I've done this for years, where I get things out of them that they normally would not say. There are many different kinds of interviews. There's the journalistic interview where you just have a list of questions you ask them. Then you have, and then I asked Kilmeade about the real heart of the thing is, how do you deal with interviewing a president of the United States or a superstar that's a hard get? They call it in the industry a get, where you get an interview with somebody that's hard to get. And you don't want to come across as a sycophant. You don't want to, you know, kiss their butt. On the other hand, you don't want to make them angry at you where they'll walk off or they'll never give you an interview again. And how do you walk that line? And that's the hardest thing in journalism, because so much of journalism is access to the newsmakers. If you don't have access to them, you have that second layer of distance in knowing what's going on.
But then, isn't it interesting when you have access, it comes because you kiss the butt of the person who's there, and there is never any real news involved in that. It's if you're on the good side of somebody, whether it's Trump or whomever it is, it isn't necessarily because you're reporting well. It's because you're coming to them in a way that gives them safety and security that you're not going to rip them a new one.
And that's the key to what I'm talking about. They have to realize they gave you some valuable information maybe a week later. I go, wait a second, I told them that. Yeah, where they don't even realize you have to give them like truth serum, where they don't even realize they're saying it. And I got
to
tell you,
of all
the things that I have done in my long career in radio, the thing that I still find challenging, like playing chess, is the art of the interview. The art of the interview is something that you never, ever completely master. And it's one of the reasons that I enjoy doing that weekly podcast, the Michael Harrison interview, because it is a challenge to do it to the fullest extent of its capacity, you know, not just to fill space. And I find it challenging. I love doing it. It also still makes me nervous. I still get nervous before I go into
who you have on. Who do you have? I saw something about. I haven't gone into the weeds here yet. Who'd you do this week for the Michael Harrison interview?
Don A. Gotti.
Gotti. Gotti.
Yeah, Gotti.
Just in time to help him promote the story about his father.
He's in that movie. I mean, John Travolta plays his father, and there's a lot of scenes in the movie that opens this weekend across the country in theaters. Not to mention there's a big two-part documentary about Gotti on A&E. So this is Gotti week, and I got Gotti.
You got him.
I got him. I was told
before. Gotcha, Gotti.
The reason Gotti gave me the interview is because he felt that I would be able to handle some of these subjects sensitively, which is code for you're not going to ask him any tough questions, are you?
Right.
But
yeah.
I did. I asked him some very tough questions, but they weren't the obvious.
Yeah.
They weren't the. I'm fascinated by how anything that has to do with godfathers and mobs in the movies, it's always a suspension of disbelief where you start to actually think some of these murderers are good guys and some of these murderers are bad guys. And there's good bad guys and bad guys. And I said, how does this work? And he loved the question and got into it. And that was worth the price of admission alone to me.
Joe Pesci was a bad guy. That we can agree on. 16 past the hour, talk radio countdown show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. Most people begin seeing losses when they use Calitrin within a week, in the first few weeks. However, since Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally, that's the key, naturally, the initial onset of benefits can vary from person to person. Calitrin works according to your body's specific needs, so you need to have patience here. I recommend a 90-day program. That's what I've been on. Calitrin. The capsules, 4 of them at night, 2 hours after you've had your meal, go to bed, have a great night's sleep. There's Calitrin liquid as well. No matter what you use, you're going to add collagen, the protein supplement that assists your body in burning off fat and sugars more efficiently. That's how you lose the weight. The body produces collagen protein naturally, but as you get older, you have less of it. And you need more muscle as you get older, not less. You need to hold your body together. So if you want to make sure your body is held together and you want to lose fat, because that's what happens when you're not getting as much collagen production in your body, that declining, you then need something to help you absorb the collagen and get yourself back to having a body that looks good and feels good. Exercise is key, what you eat is key, and how you treat the weight loss program with something natural is key as well. That's where Calitrin comes in, the number one healthy choice for weight loss. I think the arguments they put forth are very convincing. Go to toploss.com, look at some of the testimonials, see how you can get your body in shape, the shape that you want for the summertime, by using Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and you'll get 10% off. And then after you've had three bottles, you buy three bottles, you get a fourth one free. So you get 10% off the first three bottles and a fourth one free. A great deal. This works fabulously. I'm using it. Take my word for it. This is the way to lose weight. Calitrin at toploss.com, or you can call them and order online or on the phone line, 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677. Take my advice. Do it now while you're thinking about it at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
This weekend at Kohl's, give Dad the perfect gift and get Kohl's Cash. Give him an anti-gravity chair, just $49.99, or Google Home, $99.99, and get Kohl's Cash.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time to continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The top 10 stories, we take bits and pieces out of this. I want to stay, Michael, if I can, for a moment, again, your continuing focus on this interview that Sean did with the president immediately after the summit with Kim Jong-un, because that was the number one story this week, the summit itself, where he was asked about why he didn't talk more about human rights violations and Kim's atrocity. I think he said to Sean, yeah, he's a tough guy. When you take over a country, a tough country, tough people, take it over from your father. I don't care who you are, what you are, how much of an advantage you have. If you can do that at 27, that's one in 10,000 that could do it. So he's a smart guy. He's a great negotiator. I thought that was interesting. So what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, can you hear me? We changed the lines.
Yeah, you're fine.
Now.
Yeah,
okay,
you're
good.
Fine.
The thing that Trump faced with Kim Jong-un is similar to the thing we talked about before. When you're talking to somebody that's a tough get, you don't want to offend them immediately by showing how tough you are. And I think Trump played this sort of like a personality as opposed to necessarily a tough negotiator. And I'm sympathetic to him in that regard. This was a first step. People are saying, hey, you didn't ask him the right questions, or you didn't complain about the atrocities and all that. Do you think that Kim Jong-un would have backed down and said, oh, you're right, okay, I'm going to be a good guy from now on? I doubt it. It would have ended in a failure. So I think Trump played it as smart as he could, and I think that's what he was kind of explaining to Hannity. I think just the fact that these two guys got together is a step in the right direction. Don't you?
Yeah, I think whenever you can have conversation about stuff, I think what troubles me is that people think that they have to be obnoxious to begin with. I guess that's just the human condition. Some people and their egos, their insincerity, their not being able to go along with deals. They make deals and agreements and they don't live up to them. Insecurity, insincerity, maybe all of those things together. Michael May describes some of the biggest leaders in the world.
Yeah, one of the things that Trump has to be careful about is he has to understand that Kim Jong-un is under tremendous pressure not to appear to his country that he is acquiescing or losing in any type of negotiation with Trump. Trump has to figure out how to get what he wants without making his adversary or his opponent or his counterpart in this discussion look bad at home.
That begs the question. The people that run the country control the news media, so they can present any image. I heard that most people in Korea didn't even know he was out of the country and at a summit. So they completely control, in this circumstance, whatever Kim wants to tell them, that's what they're going to hear.
Yeah, there's a degree of truth to that, but I don't know how thorough and total that is, nor do I know the nature of the... I don't know the nature of the North Korean people in terms of how news savvy they are, how tuned into alternative information they are. They're a mystery to us. All I'm saying is anybody who expected this thing to result in something concrete is dreaming. It's a good first step, and the U.S. can always change its deal. It can always go back to having war games with South Korea. It can do whatever it wants.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is what it is.
They sometimes worry about the Chinese and do they put their foot down and, oh, you can't keep doing that in our waters or close to our waters. This is an act of war and all this other nonsense that we hear back and forth from these egomaniacs. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Focus on people coming up soon. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea. Maybe you drink too much red wine. Or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An announcement expected later today from the White House that President Trump's approving $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese exports. CNN reporting that Trump gave the green light yesterday after a meeting with his Treasury Secretary, Commerce Chief, and U.S. Trade Representative. Earlier this week, during talks in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said,
Our deficit with China is still too high. I stress how important it is for President Trump to rectify that situation so that trade becomes more balanced.
China's already announced it will retaliate by putting $50 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. products, from cars to planes to soybeans. Six people hospitalized after a roller coaster car derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida yesterday. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For us to continue second half hour of our weekly overview with Michael Harrison from Talkers, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, whether it's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can see a repeat, I guess. How would we describe the meeting last week? Was all on video, Facebook, I think. And so now it's at Talkers Television?
Yeah, Talkers TV right now has a gavel-to-gavel coverage of the seminar, but starting next week, we're going to have it in bite-sized chunks. We're going to be able to on demand each of the different sessions, and that'll be an easier way people can go through it.
I hope that there. Included in that is the clips from the fabulous hosts of the program itself. There were the great interviews that you did, and then there were the great sessions. And then there were two great co-hosts who held the thing all together.
Oh, my God. They were amazing. They were better than anything ever at the Oscars. Better than Bob Hope. Better than Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Better than Billy Crystal.
Yes.
We had David Bernstein and some other guy. And it was amazing. The other guy was, of course, Doug Steffen, folks. Doug was one of the co-MCs of the event, and you worked hard. You must have been exhausted because that was a that's a long show. I mean, that's a whole day long into the.
That was fun. Well, fun.
You're an Iron Man.
And well, let's hope that the event continues. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, after we've done our self-congratulatory stuff, the Well, you know what? I want to try to get your take. I know. Your take on Robert De Niro and his speech at the Tonys, the appropriateness or lack thereof, and how much of that came through in the conversations that you heard or we all heard on some of the talk radio programs we monitor.
Well, I'll tell you, obviously a lot of people on the talk radio stations we monitor didn't like it because they are statistically pro-Trump. I mean, let's just put it that way. Politically, it didn't go over very well outside of that room. In the room, it got a standing ovation. I have a few minds on this. As a theatrical person, it was great theater. As a media person, it was newsy. As a person who, as a citizen of this country and hopes that we operate on a fair and balanced keel, I thought it was completely inappropriate. I just don't understand why people do these things, but they do. They do. And Hollywood and Broadway, which is sort of an extension of Hollywood, the show business world, has a history of people hijacking what is supposed to be a specific job, and that is to introduce the next event or to receive an award and turn it into a political forum. It only makes the free speech aspect of our society more interesting. It's great material, but it really is it's kind of ugly and insulting. I would never have done it.
I think that those words are the best to apply, ugly and insulting. And beneath him, as a seasoned actor, someone who's respected for the body work that he's done, to pull that. So you don't like Trump. Got it. And there are plenty of people who don't like Trump, as there are plenty of people who do like Trump. So when you pull a stunt like that, you alienate, I've said this before in the air in many circumstances. Ed McMahon taught me one of the great things about how to approach these issues on the air. When people would ask him about his politics, he'd never answer them. And when he was asked why he didn't specify, he would say, because I want to sell Alpo to everyone. And when you
it's honest. You do, but you see, in today, in the age of fractionalization, people are happy having 100% approval from a small percentage of the public rather than that very difficult job of having everybody be happy. It's hard to sell Alpo to everybody in this
year. Well, but I think an extension of that, to use that same reference of McMahon and the Tonight Show, when you look at the size of the audience that Johnny Carson had, and there are different reasons the audience certainly is fractionalized, but when you look at, I saw a review in, I think, the Daily, one of the trades, I think it was the NAB trade, looking at the audiences for both CBS and ABC, Kimmel, and what's that boob that's on CBS? What's his name? The guy who does the late-night show on Colbert, Stephen Colbert.
Colbert. I don't think of him as Stephen. He may as well be Murray Colbert, for all I know.
Right. So the approach that this writer took in one of the trades was to examine the audience and the anger quotient, whether they can survive on trying to find an audience that is that angry. Whereas what we used to want to do, and what they don't get psychologically, is the worst thing you can do before you go to sleep is think about things that you're angry about. It attacks your subconscious, and you have a terrible night's sleep. Whereas if you're having fun, and you're amused, and you laugh, and you go to sleep, you get a good night's sleep, all of these things are weighing in, and these people don't seem to care. They just want to be angry. They want to tell everybody what they think.
You know something? I think that three-quarters of the anger that people have about politics in this country is a form of entertainment. I think that people find being angry at Trump as entertaining as those who love Trump. I think that politics has become a spectator sport. It's an anger similar to sports anger. I think that the psychology of this is very complicated. I don't claim to have a handle on it, but I do know it's complicated, and I get the gist of it. So I think a lot of people just find hating Trump to be very cathartic when they see somebody like Colbert talking like that, and they go to sleep very happy because they were able to vent.
Okay. All right, I'll take that one. There's one other aspect to the convention last week that I think is worth mentioning, because we admit on this program, if you're listening to the countdown, you're a faithful follower of the format. You like News Talk Radio. You pay attention to it. This is for, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, the insiders, those who really know the hosts and know the issues and that sort of thing, or want to stay up on it. So you may be interested to know. Yeah. What you may know, you may not know, one of the speakers during the convention, a frequent visitor, he's prominent in New York, and now he's the national program manager for Salem, a fellow named Phil Boyce, who has a distinguished career as a news talk programmer in New York at a number of stations. So he's now running this network, and he had a presentation at the event that I thought was quite pensive, whether you agreed, whether you didn't agree with it. He basically said, if you want to be successful in the news talk business, you better like Trump. Is that more or less how you read it?
Yeah. And the only beef I have with it is that he made it sound like that's the only way to be successful, and it's not. Yeah, but if you want to be successful and you go for people that like Trump, you'll be guaranteed a certain audience that is there for the taking. It's a low-hanging fruit, and it's very available. That's what he really meant. But to hear him say it, it would give the impression to an outsider that that's the only way to do it.
Right.
And that is where I disagree.
Yeah, right. It was interesting, though, to see all that. And I don't want to belabor the point, but it's something you can see if you watch at talkers.com, at Talkers TV. You see some of the panels. You might want to go look for, as Michael said, it's all going to be broken out for the Phil Boyce piece. 43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, you know, being on the radio for as long as we have been, we've heard a lot of pitches, we've heard and seen a lot of results from good advertising. This is about as good as it gets when you picture your smile. Think of you being in front of the mirror and you're brushing your teeth and you're not liking what you see. So you're trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? I got coffee stains, tea stains, red wine stains. How do I fix that problem? You try whitening strips, new. Takes a long time, makes your teeth sensitive, gums uncomfortable. So what's next? You take the toothpaste that has those little pearls, those little plastic pearls, and you then whiten your teeth with that. The only problem is you don't know, you're etching away your enamel. So sooner or later, your teeth will not have any surface to them. And then there's Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. 5 minutes, that's it. You get the tube, you snap it open, you swab your teeth, you smile, and 5 minutes, the coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains start going, they're disappearing. Keep it up. Keep your teeth the way you want them to look. It's a great, fabulous way to work on your natural teeth. Also, caps and veneers as well. To try Power Swabs, call the office at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, for the best way to get rid of the stains and keep your teeth nice and white permanently, 800-208-1797.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com.
Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. A reminder, Michael Harrison's interview is a chat with John Gotti. Don't miss that at MichaelHarrisonInterview.com, or you can see it at Talkers.com as well. You can hear it at Talkers.com. That's one thing. You were talking about the impact, I guess that's really the word that I'm looking for, of all of the stuff that's happening in New York or in Los Angeles at the seat of entertainment when people blab about their own. There's a danger there, right?
There's a huge danger, and what bothers me about it is I have always been, throughout my life, a patron of the arts. I love theater. I love acting. I love show business. I love movies, film, the history of it, and it makes me very sad that the polarizing of Hollywood and the Broadway theater is evidenced by people like Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep and all these people is turning off a large segment of the American public to the arts in general, to film. There's immediately film bad, theater, Broadway bad. And that's a shame. They've got to get smarter, and they'll do better for the arts. They'll do better for their careers. They'll do better for the state of the country's intelligence if they get off the political kick and go nonpartisan. Yes, there can be films that make political statements, but it shouldn't be industry-wide. It should be, there should be a fairness, a balance, and they shouldn't be associated. Broadway should not be associated with left-wing politics, nor should Hollywood. Somebody's got to talk to these people and set them straight that they're hurting the human condition by doing that.
Mm-hmm. And hurting themselves. And most people are motivated by themselves, right?
Well, it was a very selfish act when you think about it.
I thought it was.
It's a selfish act. It's a limelight grabbing, headline grabbing, selfish act, and it doesn't help the theater. Not everybody in the theater is a liberal. Not everybody in Hollywood is a liberal.
No.
And movies should, and movies and plays, this is where all points of view should be expressed. And the arts are very important. And this has nothing to do with my feelings about left or right politics personally. It has to do with what's good for the culture, what's good for arts and entertainment, what's good, the role of the humanities in humanity. So I wish they'd back off. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. Just a really quick thought in a few seconds, if you can, when it comes to Hillary Clinton and her taking a shot at Comey, was that entertaining?
Yeah, it's entertaining as hell.
I thought it was. Yeah.
And it's all part of the circus.
Yeah, it is. All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it all at talkers.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to focus in on the legal aspects of the items on the chart for this week, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our professor. He's one of the leading experts on scams. He understands the law in many ways. I don't think I've ever asked him a question about some legal aspect of what's going on in the world that he hasn't come up with a pithy, smart answer. So we'll get to answers to some of the questions, the legal aspects of some of the stories, as we continue here on The Countdown.
Come into Lowe's for savings on the kind of Father's Day gifts that make Dad feel special. Power tools. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit, complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long run time of a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor. Either way, they're only $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
going to play the role of Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown because we seem to have a technical abyss going on here, and his presence is not with us. So I'm looking at the most obvious legal problem this week comes in the investigative report on the email and how Comey comes out of it. He rebukes the report, or he's rebuked by the report. The bias, it's all, is it serious or is it just a joke? That's the whole, you know, what, who has any, when it comes to outcomes, I'm always interested in outcomes, who has any liability here? Comey comes across as an arrogant boob. Okay, next, Hillary Clinton takes a shot because he's after her, the private email server, and he's doing the same thing. Doesn't he? Has he no idea of the implications of what he has suggested, or even some of the implications in the report? It reminds me of the Warren report after JFK was shot, or any of these federal reports that are issued to try to justify government action, inaction, inappropriateness, whatever it is. The Warren Commission report was a big, bold-faced lie. And so, again, back into the money that you and I spend for political theater, is that really worth it? In your tax dollars, do you want to see one penny of every dollar go to political theater like these guys trying to, like Mueller, making a career out of foolishness? Really and truly, the Trump-Russia investigation has been on the countdown list every week since almost Trump became president, and it goes nowhere. Brings us nothing. Maybe it's great fodder and food for the people who don't like Trump. Yeah, let's list guy. Go get him. The Russians. Every time he talks to Putin, it looks like, oh, look at those guys, how friendly they are. They're both a couple of crooks. Let's hang them by their toes. Or some other foolishness. And maybe the same thing is true for the illegal immigration thing. That's on the countdown. It has been for years. And what's coming of it? What's the end, the net result of all of these investigations? Nothing. Nada. You know, now New York is suing Donald Trump over his charitable foundation because he is, quote-unquote, self-dealing. So the attorney general this week sues the president and his children and the foundation, saying he's illegally using the nonprofit as a personal checkbook for his own benefit, including his presidential campaign. You think Trump's that stupid, or is he that? Has he got that much balsam? I don't know. I don't think he's that stupid. I don't think he's stupid at all, Frank. I think he's pretty smart. Well, he's got a lot of street smarts, and he's got a lot of savvy. And he understands how to negotiate things like that. Do you think he's always done everything perfectly in his life? Of course he hasn't. But, you know, is it worth all the money that we're spending? So far, the Mueller investigation has cost you and me and the taxpayer $145 million. For what? Squat! They got nothing on him. So, anyway, I think that's something that's worth a bit of reflection here on the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.